Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Wanted to read a thought here at the Vancouver Ford text line. You can interact with us there the entire show, 503-864-6326. We're also live on YouTube every single morning, and we were up today. Everybody's arguing. Jake, the hater, says that Prince can only play for the Ravens, which I think is a pretty valid take.
Yeah.
You got to be purple. And this one came in reading, and I quote, Caleb Williams is the first real Gen Z to be a franchise leader. The nails painted and okay being emotional is how they grow up or grew up. It's going to take Gen X, Millennial, and Boomer GMs and coaches some time to get used to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
this is a Gen Z problem.
Well, it's a good point, though. He's kind of the first
Drake May is younger than Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but like in terms of
modern
spotlight, culture, yeah, up to date on pop culture stuff, like Caleb more represents that stuff than Drake May from North Carolina does.
Drake May
strikes me as I can't wait to be at an NASCAR race or Sunday. And that's fine if that's who you are, but I think that's a good point of like it's a different generation. I, as a millennial, will say, don't care. I think he's really good at football. Paint your nails whatever color you want.
Just
hopefully
win.
The team colors would be great.
Yeah, just win.
But yeah, he wears Elton John glasses with bell-bottom pants and like has a Louis Vuitton Merce.
He does.
And a pink phone case.
Yes, he does.
So what?
Yes, he does.
Is he good at playing football?
Here's the sad part.
You know, if he's not good, this is why he's not going to be good for people, right?
100%.
Everybody's going to point to those things. This was our first sign it wasn't going to work. And it's going to be him at a USC women's game.
You can't bet your nail!
With a pink phone case.
This is 100% the ammunition that will be used. I would say, like, I don't disagree with the overall take of the generational thing. I do think there are divides, and I even feel it. I'm 35 years old, and even I feel it with some of the pink phone case, nail stuff, outfits that guys wear. I can't relate to that. So I have a hard time, and I understand where the GMs and coaches might be struggling with it. The only thing that I would say, though, is that we do the dumbest stuff around the NFL draft. And this is another one of those kind of takes of like, you know, at the end of the day, who really does care that he's crying in his mom's arms? That has nothing to do with him being an NFL quarterback, successful or not. We did this like Justin Herbert coming out. The red flags were there were no red flags. That was a thing for a while. There's no red flags. Should that concern us? I don't know.
I always thought that was the Mariota thing. I always thought
Mariota was like, he's too nice. Mariota
didn't read the field. He's not a loud leader.
Sure, Mariota's too nice. Should that be concerning to us? Can you be an NFL franchise quarterback if you're nice to your teammates? Huh? Can you do that? It's like we find dumb things to nitpick. So some of it is generational right now, but like we're doing this to every quarterback in the draft process.
So does that make Joe Burrow of all the ones the last like handful of years the best one? Because I want my guys smoking stogies.
That's right, winning natties.
I want my wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. I want them to love this guy. He's got to have the coiffed perfect hair. I want him to have the swagger. I want him wearing outfits that make me go, oh, I don't know if you could pull that off. And he looks at me and says, I can pull it off. Is that what we're after?
This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
The one thing that these guys have to evaluate is the mental makeup of the athlete.
Yes. How are you going to handle failure and shortcomings? Because there will be a lot of them in the National Football League.
So it might not be a big deal to a lot of people out there that Caleb's crying in his mom's arms. I think the general thought of that general manager or scout, whatever, is kind of spot on with a lot of others in that league of like, what happens when you lose in week 3? How many weeks are you going to cry in mom's arms?
What if he does? What if he loses his first NFL game and he runs to the stands and cries with his mom?
Then why? I will have to believe he was raised on gentle parenting. That will be my takeaway.
At what point can we make fun of the crying? Like, if that becomes a yearly thing, can we make fun of it?
If it becomes a weekly thing, yes.
After they lose to the Cardinals in week 1, he's screaming in row 1.
But you asked me, where are we at a year from now? What if they win? What did they win this year? 7 games?
I believe they were 7-9 this year.
It'd be up 7-10 because you played
17
games. Or 7-10.
My apologies. Yeah.
Let's say they win 7 games.
Seven and ten again.
But it looks different. He looks good. They lost a game or two because he threw a pick or something, which is a rookie quarterback thing. But they're 7-10 again. But it's not. You're not looking at him going, oh, I'm worried. It's other areas.
Sure.
What are we saying a year from now? What do you think we're saying a year from now?
I think if the picture that you paint out is the way that it goes, I think you're feeling great. You and I just disagree a little bit on Caleb, but also a little bit on the Bears. Like, I look at their late season resurgence as they beat a lot of really bad teams in the mix. Like, Carolina was one of their wins. Minnesota without Kirk Cousins was one of their wins. Atlanta was one of the worst teams in the NFL.
But you don't view them as a good team currently. So the point I would make is, those wins is they're handling the worst teams than them.
They're starting to win games that they should
they're
win.
They're doing the thing that they should do. Now, they did that with Fields. We'll see if they do it with Caleb.
I think a lot of it, if you go 7-10, a lot of it depends on how does Caleb look in the process. Is he the reason you're losing games? Is he the reason you're winning games? Is he just along for the ride and a little bit somewhere in the middle? I think if you go 7-10 and he has okay numbers, you're not panicking in any way, shape, or form. I think C.J. Stroud is the outlier in rookie quarterback. Rarely ever come in and look that way right out of the gate. Even use Joe Burrow as an example, who went to Cincinnati. This year two, he's in the NFL. He's in the Super Bowl. Go look at Joe Burrow in year one before he got hurt. There were a couple of moments and a couple of flashes, but it was a lot of ugly games and a lot of picks. It doesn't look good usually for guys right out of the gate. So don't use C.J. Stroud as the example, because that is an outlier, and also part of it is the schedule that Houston played. And I'm really curious to see what the conversation is about C.J. Stroud and Houston a year from now.
Well, they're also in a really bad division.
They're a terrible division, and they're going to get a first-place schedule now for winning that division. And so how does that look a year from now? I'm just curious. So I think we're somewhere in the middle between Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, which I think if you're Chicago, you feel perfectly fine about if that's where you're at a year from now and you don't make the playoffs, but you're somewhere in the mix.
Well, I think Chicago themselves actually wants him to be CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
They've never had a franchise quarterback.
They have never had a franchise quarterback. Those are big expectations to live up to in year one in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.